This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegray Wood called Why Your AI Gives Vague Answers and How Specific Context Architecture Fixes It.
And this one gets at something I hear from business owners a lot. They've got an AI tool, they're using it, and the outputs are fine, just fine. Not wrong, but not really useful either.
Right. And Brett's argument is that the problem isn't the model. The model isn't weak. The problem is what you're feeding it.
Which is a useful reframe. Most people, when AI gives them a generic answer, assume the technology isn't good enough. Brett's saying the technology is fine. The setup isn't.
When you hand an AI a large document or a pile of documents, it has to search through everything to find what's relevant. It fills the gaps with general training knowledge rather than your specific business knowledge. The bigger the context, the more guessing happens.
And the more guessing, the less accurate the result. It's like asking a new employee to handle a customer complaint when they've only read the company handbook once. They'll give you a plausible answer, not necessarily the right one.
Exactly. So the fix Brett describes is something called specific context architecture, developed by Jake Van Cleef and built into how Anabu designs its systems. The core idea is simple. Each agent loads only the information it needs for its current task, no more, no less.
How does that actually work, though? Because it sounds like it could get complicated fast.
Each area of the business sits in its own workspace: finance, operations, writing, marketing, research. Each workspace has what's called a context.md file, which acts as a routing table. It tells the agent, for this task, load these files and skip everything else.
So a finance agent generating an invoice isn't reading your brand voice guidelines.
It loads pricing rules and the product services file. That's it. A marketing agent writing a blog post loads brand voice and the style guide. It doesn't touch inventory procedures or financial reports.
I want to come back to the cost side of this, because I think that's what gets people's attention.
Brett's direct about it. Tokens are the currency of AI interaction. Every word the model reads costs tokens. When an agent loads a 10,000-word document to extract 3 relevant facts, you're paying for 9,997 words of noise.
Worse outputs and higher cost at the same time? That's a bad deal.
The line Brett uses is, broad context gives you outputs you have to rewrite. Specific context gives you outputs you can use. A customer reply that uses your actual pricing, your actual tone, your actual procedures.
Rather than something plausible for any business, you still have to go in and make it yours.
Now, the article also covers multi-agent AI, and this is where it gets genuinely interesting for businesses with real operational complexity.
Walk me through it, because multi-agent sounds abstract.
Brett gives a concrete example. A new client inquiry arrives. A research director agent reads it, pulls intelligence on the company, and qualifies the lead against your criteria. A sales director agent picks up that qualified lead, checks the CRM for prior contact, and drafts a personalized response.
Agents handing work between themselves?
Then a compliance director agent reviews the outgoing message for legal or regulatory risk, and an admin director agent logs the interaction, updates the pipeline, and schedules a follow-up. The whole workflow completes without a human touching it.
And each agent only loaded what it needed for its specific step.
That's the key. Brett calls it the difference between one generalist doing everything passively and a team of specialists each doing one thing well. Each agent had a precise brief. The human only steps in at approval gates, not to fix vague outputs. That's how AI genuinely augments your team.
Rather than just giving you something else to edit.
Anabu starts by mapping your real processes, not theoretical workflows. The actual daily work. Who does what information they need, where the handoffs happen, where the time goes. That mapping becomes the foundation for how the agent workspaces get built.
Which I'd imagine also surfaces a lot of processes people have never actually written down.
Almost certainly. But the output is a set of agents that know your business the way a well-briefed team member does. They don't guess. They load what they need, do the work, and produce results specific to you.
So what should someone do this week?
Brett's top suggestion: audit one AI tool you use regularly. Ask how much context it loads before responding. Is any of it irrelevant to the task? If you can't answer that, the tool's probably guessing.
And if you want to see what this looks like inside your own business, go to anabu.ai. The full article's there, and you can book a free AI audit. Brett's team looks at where your time goes, which processes are repeatable, and where an agent with specific context would give you the most back.
The minimum guarantee is 5 hours a week saved. worth a conversation. We'll see you for the next one.